Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK TV and tech podcast. For our July 2012 show, we took a look at a rather innovative home networking product called the Echo Box. Here's our feature from show 77.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Now, a little bit more show and tell. Kelly, can you tell me what this is?
It is quite small, probably the size of a wallet. It kind of looks like it should sit on top of a television.
Ooh, good. What connectors do we have here?
Well, we have two satellite connectors, an Ethernet connector and a power socket.
They're not quite satellite connectors, although they are the screw thread F-plug connectors. And this is a rather interesting bit of technology. It's called the Echo Box, and it's from Asheridge. And it's basically to overcome the problem of getting internet in different parts of your house. Now, in your home, you have the net. How is it connected, generally?
Well, we have Wi-Fi. We tend to have a lot of problems with our Wi-Fi, to be honest. We don't know whether it's the area, but we tend to lose internet connection quite a lot throughout the day, particularly in different rooms.
And there are some other problems with Wi-Fi in that you can't necessarily get it in all the parts of the house. There are some other solutions out there. One is obviously running internet cables throughout your house, which is not practical. You won't be doing that, will you?
No, absolutely not.
The other one is these things called power line adapters. Have you heard of those?
Yes, I've heard of power line adapters.
This is a rather unusual alternative, and this uses your home's TV aerial cabling to get the internet. Interested?
Yes, but still quite dubious. Go on.
Okay, well, we spoke to Jason from Asheridge a couple of days ago to find out why someone would need one of these Echo Boxes when we have things like cables, power line adapters and Wi-Fi.
The key benefit of the Echo Box solution really is speed and reliability. I'm sure most of the listeners at some point have suffered with Wi-Fi when it drops out or you can't get a signal and connection. Largely that's because of external Wi-Fi interference, and also the homes we have now have all sorts of foil-lined plasterboard, etc., for eco purposes. All of that is reducing the Wi-Fi signal. And Wi-Fi is a good signal when you're surfing the web and checking your emails, but it wasn't ever really designed for distributing and streaming HD video, whereas Echo Box was designed from the ground up with that purpose in mind, so it doesn't get affected by outside interference, it doesn't slow down when there's other signals nearby. So really it's speed and reliability to give you a nice, smooth streaming video around your home.
So you touched on high-quality streaming video there. Presumably you're aiming at the smart TV user or maybe the gaming user, where they've already got a TV socket where they need their internet to be. Would that be fair?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. As you mentioned in the lead into this, obviously you don't always want to start running Ethernet cables up and down your stairs and tripping over them. If your house already has a perfectly good shielded, interference-free cable network, then and it's running to the actual point where you want to use your devices, then it makes a lot of sense to utilise what is already there.
Okay, thanks for that, Jason. Now, could you give me a quick description as to what the Echo Box actually does and why it's different?
Okay, certainly. The Echo Box is different because it's actually using the existing coax cables in your home. Now, something like two-thirds of homes have a coax network. That's usually a TV aerial which goes to some sort of splitter amplifier in the loft and then feeds the signal down to each room where there's a television. All of those are obviously electrically connected because they're coming from one common point. So the Echo Box is actually taking an Ethernet signal when it's connected to your router, sending that signal around the coax in your home so that at any other point where you have an Echo Box connected, you can break that back out again and actually have full gigabit Ethernet connection running around your home. And unlike some of the other products which suffer when they are networked more than point to point, like the power line technology, etc., Echo Box is designed that you can actually use up to 16 boxes on one network. So it gives a full home network rather than just being a kind of a point to point emergency fix.
Okay, so this is basically a home networking product that uses coax cable. And just to confirm, we are talking about TV aerials that we just use to plug into our tellies and watch Freeview.
Yes, that's correct. Just the ordinary cable which comes down from your roof aerial and connects all of the existing TV points in your home, yes.
Okay, silly question. Do you have to have the Echo Box plugged in at the main point that the aerial comes in, or can you just plug it into any TV aerial socket anywhere in the house?
No, you plug it in anywhere at the chain. Typically, where the aerial cable comes out of your wall, you would plug that into the back of the Echo Box, and the accessory kit supplied with it then gives you a cable to plug into the existing TV. So all it's doing is actually just passing the TV aerial signal through and then adding the Ethernet traffic to it. So it's completely transparent as far as the television is concerned.
So who are you expecting to be the main user of the Echo Box?
Echo Box really has a number of different users, really. From people who have smart TVs who now need to get a decent, reliable signal there for streaming video, customers who are wanting to connect set-top boxes together, Anytime Plus users or anyone who's using any of the online functions on their Freeview boxes. Gamers are very excited about Echo Box, and we've had a lot of positive coverage there because the latency, the time it takes the signal to transfer through the products, is a lot lower than typically Wi-Fi or power lines. So for online gaming, then it's key. But also people who just want to get reliable Ethernet to maybe a home office or to connect other Ethernet devices in their home, find it a very easy plug-and-play alternative.
This is actually a rather nifty little solution. Now, I've been using this for 3 or 4 weeks just to put the product through its paces, and I'm actually using it not directly connected to the main router and not connected to the main aerial point. What I'm doing is I'm using the Echo Box to give me internet for my little Raspberry Pi, which is connected to my HD TV. And of course, the Raspberry Pi we talked about a bit earlier in the show. Now, silly question, we're just talking about the two standard bits of copper wire for TV aerials. Do we get any problems with interference using this connection?
No, as long as the TV cable that's running around your house is capable of supporting a Freeview signal, then it's absolutely fine. And the boxes themselves have very, very minimal effect, less than 2 dBs of loss as the signal passes through them. So it's not going to interfere with your TV picture. Likewise, if you're running Sky Magic Eye connectors or similar over your coax network at the moment, again, those will be unaffected. So it's just sat there transparently doing its stuff and giving the reliability that you need.
Fair enough. Now, I know a lot of people have got aerial cabling in their home that isn't really up to scratch, dodgy connectors and splitters and whatever else. And given that we've got this 4G network coming along soon that's meant to be interfering with Freeview, is there a danger of getting interference into the Echo Box or something causing the Echo Box to upset your telly?
There are no real limitations. The Ethernet signal which the Echo Box is sending sits in an unused frequency space, which is above normal terrestrial television, is separate in a separate space from the 4G LTE signals, etc. So there's nothing else competing for that space. Likewise, it can also be used on cable TV networks as well. Some of our biggest successes to date have been on cable TV homes where there's a desire to use the existing cable again to connect secondary set-top boxes. So because it's using shielded coax, then you know, there are no problems in that respect.
Okay, what about the security aspect of this? Is there any danger of your neighbours being able to get into your internet using this system?
No, it is very, very secure indeed, unlike the other Wi-Fi and power line mediums, which obviously leak to neighbours potentially. This is staying within a closed cable loop within your home, and the signal power obviously involved within this stops it from being retransmitted out of TV aerials, etc. So no, it's a very secure way of doing data, equally as secure as running an Ethernet cable around your home.
Okay, here's an interesting thought. Let's say you're in a block of flats and you've got a communal TV aerial. In theory, could you plug the Echo Box into the communal TV system and give everyone access to the same internet connection?
It can work two ways. The Echo Box is designed to actually network up to 16 separate boxes. So if you had that sort of cabling, it would be possible. Likewise, though, if you were also in communal flats and you were just using it to send Ethernet signal around your flat, we can provide a filter which would act as a point of entry filter, which would then stop your signal leaking back out into that communal network so that if you had a neighbour that also had a box, they couldn't actually pick up your traffic. So it can work both ways.
OK, Jason, now here's a question for you. We have several amateur radio operators that listen to FrequencyCast, and I myself am an amateur radio operator, and there's been a lot of controversy with these power line adapters, these things that use the home's mains wiring to send data around the home. Now, one of the things that these power line adapter or home plugs does is turn your home into a transmitter and cause interference with shortwave and HF. Is this something that the Echo Box is going to do as well, or is this more of a friendly product?
There is no problem like that, no, because the coax cable is shielded, both to prevent obviously outside signals coming in, and the same shielding also prevents signals leaking out again, whereas the mains cable in your home is just raw copper with a plastic insulator around it. So as you say, it's acting purely as an aerial.
Well, that's good news. So to all the amateur radio listeners out there, tell your neighbours to get themselves an Echo Box. Now, talking about the home networking side of things, what kind of data throughput, what speeds can we expect from this product?
We've done quite extensive testing in domestic homes, and you can see this on our website. We've trialled Echo Box against N-series Wi-Fi and also HomePlug. And our average over about 100 homes, we're getting 136 megabits per second across a network of Echo Boxes. Compare that with 10 to 40 megabits per second on Wi-Fi and about 30 to 40 on HomePlug. So its benefits really, really shine through when you look at the actual data rates that you're getting.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, perhaps you can help us here, Jason. We had a listener question in recently from an Andy Radker. He says that he has a barn connected to his house and he's trying to get internet to it. Now, it's out of range of Wi-Fi and he was actually asking us if the Powerline adapter can help out. But thinking about it, would the Echo Box be a better solution than Powerline for Andy?
Yes, indeed. The Echo Box would be very good at that. Because of the signal strength that it has, then you could be good for up to 200 meters running point to point. It doesn't have to be on a network. You can just connect an Echo Box at either end, connect one end to the router and the other end into the barn. And yes, it would provide a very good, reliable solution for him. And that long run of cable would be immune to any other interference from power cables or outside signals on its way.
And obviously that's going to be easier than him running Ethernet cable down his garden.
Yes, indeed. Both easier and also Ethernet tends to have a limit of about 100 metres point to point when running signals down it as well.
Okay, so if Andy or any of our other listeners want to get hold of an Echo Box, where would they find them?
We have our own website, which is ethernetovercoax.co.uk, and then on there we've listed all of the current web-based and retail-based outlets where people can purchase them. And there's also a lot more background information and case studies and things on there as well.
Okay, and what's the retail price for the Echo Box?
Retail price on average is $64.99.
And that's for both the transmitter and the receiver?
That's per box, because obviously you can use them in combinations of 2, 3, 4, 5, anything up to 16. So, but I think our online resellers are doing packages and discounts for more than 2.
Thanks very much to Jason Dando from Asher Ridge Communications for telling us all about the Echo Box. You can find some more information and some photos at www.frequencycast.co.uk/echobox.html.
Hi, this is Susie Perry and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found the look at the Echo Box of use. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to sign up and be one of our regular listeners. Here's a little teaser of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts that stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.